KB4ZLK, KB2HXS. You still on there, Shane?
Okay. Yeah, I'm coming down 25. I might hit the black hole somewhere.
What are you working today?
My son moved some stuff. He moved into a new apartment, and he borrowed a trailer from his work, an enclosed trailer, and we took it back up there in Hendersonville.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard you on in a while. Maybe we've just been missing each other on the radio.
Ignoring you.
I'm sorry, who's this?
I did switch shifts, though. I went to a night shift. I'm running to Atlanta, so I'm on at a different time now.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. So what's your schedule now? What time you go? So you run to Atlanta to Greenville?
Or four nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I start at 5:30 in the afternoon and make a pickup at Granger and Fountain Inn, which I take to Spartanburg, and then I come back to Greenville and then take a load to Atlanta and then bring a load back.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, I try and catch you on in the evenings then. I didn't know that.
Several weeks ago, saying something about trying out new repeaters, but I couldn't, for some reason I couldn't get in or something, I don't know. Anyway, you were carrying on a conversation, then you were gone, so I didn't get a chance to say anything.
Oh, no problem. We gotta hook up on the phone one day.
And I can give you my number now if you want. That way you'll have it.
No, don't put that over the air. I'll find somebody that's got it.
Email from you, that radio repair place down in Atlanta. I can respond to that one and send it to you.
Yeah, that'd be fine. That'd be great. All right, listen, you get back to driving. I'm in the driveway here. Just got home. I got to take some things out of my vehicle. We're heading up to Charlotte tomorrow to the Renaissance Fair.
Thanks for giving me a shout, and have a good weekend. Make a lot of money at that fair there. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Oh, no, it's not a moneymaker. It's just we're going to dress up and go.
What kind of fairs? I got you. Okay. You doing some cosplay there?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to dress up with my Irish garb.
Well, good. Enjoy yourself. Have a good weekend.
All right, Shane. N4ZLK, KB2HXS. Clear, 73.
ZLK. HKX, N4ZLK.
Yes.
Must be hanging out by the radio.
I got left home alone this evening, so I'm just sitting here watching TV and listening to the radio.
Short earlier, I was trying you on Simplex. I was gonna, call you on this frequency just on Simplex, see if I could catch you, and accidentally turned off the Simplex portion and got you on the repeater earlier. But I was copying you on Simplex just barely.
Still got some power I can put up.
On 176, not too far from the Ingles there.
Far from where I parked my truck.
And I wasn't getting the repeater at full scale either. It was about half scale.
Yeah, you got certain little spots in there you can get it, and right around there is one of them, and then you lose it again.
I headed back out to 25 and dropped out. I heard Dave just barely in there. He said hello. I knew it was him, but it was hard to copy. But I'm back down on 11 now. I made it down the mountain.
Copy then.
I'm practically looking at the tower.
Right through there. So you got the trailer dropped off?
And I wanted to jump out and give him a hand. He was using my truck, but it was his company's trailer, so I let him drive, and he pulls them for the company. And we were in their property, he had to go through the gate and all that, and I didn't want it to be on camera of me pulling their trailer. I didn't think it'd be an issue, but you know how it is. That's why I said, you drive, I'm not, it's your company's trailer, I'll just stay out of it. Got my room back, got them moved out, went over to their old apartment, picked up some stuff, and Beth was given a desk from one of her customers. It's an old wooden, solid oak desk that was in some office in the Southern Baptist Convention at one point because there was still some phone numbers on a piece of paper taped to the inside. But it's a big 5 foot by 34 inch deep desk that's going to make a great, and I didn't have enough room for everything.
Great desk. I'd like to find me one of those big roll-up desks with the roll-up top. That way it keep all the dust and everything out of the radios.
It can be an issue. But I didn't even have room to write on that desk. I had my radios, both sets of radios, and a lamp. And it was just a little small old desk that was her dad's. Now I've got a place to put a monitor. I can put my computer up on there, have the radios set back. And then it's got two pull-out writing slabs, you know, beside, on either side of the where your chair is. I can pull it out and use it to write on. So it's a very well-built desk.
Desk.
Down the hallway and into the bedroom, or into that room. I wasn't sure it was going to make it. I took a couple measurements first, and then we had to turn it up on end and take the legs around the door to get it. I actually had to take the door off the room to get it in, but it wasn't that big of a deal. But yeah, it's very nice, very solid, and lots of room, like I said.
When you get it set up the way you want it, I'm sure it'll be real nice.
She's even calling at my office, so she's doing that more regular now than the third bedroom. So, and she says, with that desk in there, we may not be able to have a bed. We'll just have to have something makeshift. If we have company, we can put somebody in there if we have to. So I like the sound of that. Now I have my own little office, you know?
So I've got one myself. There's no way you're getting a bed in there.
Bookshelves, too.
In mind, but it's no bookshelves.
I rigged yesterday for the first time, just to kind of listen around, and goodness, everything was wide open. 10 meters was wide open. All the way down the band, there was some really good contacts in there.
They're on DMR telling me that 10 meters was open on the Western North Carolina network up here.
Good. So, I look forward to get back into a little bit of that when I get some time. But anyway, I thought about you driving up the mountain, pulling that trailer. I was watching the fuel gauge slowly move down. Your big tool truck average maybe 6-7 miles to the gallon.
HKX. No, it actually gets around 8 to 9.
Than I thought. So all of our tractors, of course, we're pulling heavy loads, but they average around 5.5 to 6.5, maybe sometimes 7.
Your engines in there than what I do, so they're going to take a lot more fuel just to run in general.
Trying to put as small of an engine as possible in those things now.
13 liter in there at least, ain't they?
To say I don't really know. I've never asked, and I'm not an expert on them. As far, you know, we didn't go through the mechanics part of it. Just learned how to drive them.
Got at least 13 liters in there, where mine's only a 9, so that's quite a bit of difference.
Pack or engine, right? Is that how you say it?
I said pack car, but I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Pirate way of saying it, pack R.
Well, like I said, either way, I've heard it pronounced both ways.
How to say it, so I'm sure you're right.
Well, let me, you tell that to my wife. That way she knows I'm right at least once.
How about that? I don't know if I can cross that line.
Yes.
Gotta go. Look at the time. N4ZLK.
Oh, Lord. The things we get into.
At home tonight by yourself.
Her cousin and her aunt. And a little baby. So, okay, have fun.
And some work around the house, weren't you, while she was gone?
Didn't have anything to do around the house. Just not today, anyway.
I didn't get a lot done either, just helping my son move some last-minute stuff. They got most of it done yesterday while I was asleep. He had a couple buddies come over, and, you know, those younger guys, they took it a lot better.
And I missed those days, too.
I miss parts of it, that's for sure. I miss the parts that work better.
You're laughing on that one.
My paperwork, I still had some of my father-in-law's paperwork from, goodness knows, 70s, 80s, amateur radio stuff. I've got some little interesting articles and handbooks. I kind of wanted you to see some of it.
Listen, maybe we can get together sometime. So get together, my wife, hang out for a little while.
Waiting on it. This is a busy time for us, obviously. Busy time at work, busy season, but if we can work something out before, you know, before Christmas, we'll try it, but it might have to wait till afterwards.
For us, we do a lot of Christmas shopping for the school system up here, so we spend a lot of our weekends doing that.
Saying something about that last year, probably. I guess it was last year, yeah. That's very admirable.
Appreciate that, but I don't know how much longer we'll be doing it. They're making it pretty hard for the volunteers to get paid back now.
Bureaucracy. That's a hard word to say, bureaucracy.
You're going to do it my way because this is what I said so.
People get a little power and or a little position, a little title, and it goes to their head.
Drive to Atlanta last night.
Was awesome because I took off so that I could be awake to help my son today. So the night before, with all that rain, I was expecting the traffic to be terrible because when I went into work at 5:30, it was already backed up both ways on 85, and on the map it was showing backed up just miles in every direction. But by the time I headed that direction, it was cleared out really well. There was no road construction, and it was a really smooth drive.
At least you didn't have no trouble and didn't have to spend all your time sitting there waiting in a traffic jam.
I wasn't expecting to be doing that because, you know how it is when it rains. Somebody slides off the road, blocks traffic, whatever. It just happens. Seems to happen all the time. We get a little rain, there's all kinds of accidents. But it was clear all the way down and all the way back.
I know we were talking about it there before you went down. I'm worried about it being all clogged up and having to deal with traffic jams.
It seems like Friday nights are the worst for road construction. And I'm so far, the 5 weeks I've done it now, it seems like Friday night, you would think it would be better. But, and also, it's a lot more crowded. I guess there's a lot of people out partying, leaving restaurants and stuff because the traffic is a lot heavier on a Friday night down there.
Atlanta, do you have to go?
There is an exit 96, which is one exit before the 285-85 intersection, the Spaghetti Junction. And then after I drop two there, I take one from there over to, I get on 285 west and go to the intersection of 285 and Interstate 20. It's about a 30-minute drive. And there's another hub there that I take that one to, and then that's where I bring the two back to Greenville from there.
You're not making it all the way into Atlanta yet. That's good. You're still staying on the east side of it.
Through, taking 85 all the way to 20 in downtown Atlanta. Especially if I'm bobtailing between the two places, I'll do that. They got signs up, no trucks. But if there's a lot of road construction or it's blocked, then I'll sneak that way because a lot of the trucks do it too.
For HKX, yeah, it's amazing. Some of the places you see trucks that they're not supposed to be.
If you got a delivery downtown, you got to go that way. So I think it's more for the, you know, daytime when traffic is really heavy, they try to keep them out unless they specifically have to go into town for a delivery.
Trying to cut down on the through traffic instead of people making deliveries.
Too, because just driving 40, 50 miles an hour, or, you know, it gets pretty curvy in downtown Atlanta. Then you'll have somebody come from the far left lane, go across six lanes right in front of you and hit their brakes to get to the exit that they almost didn't make. You know, I'd prefer to stay out of there.
With you there. If I'm having to go through Atlanta, I try to time it where it's off hours, let's put it that way.
Well, through a couple weeks ago, it was a Friday night. I think it was a Friday night. It felt like a Friday night. But anyway, it was 11:30, 12 o'clock. I thought it was off hours.
Getting started for them. If you're going through Atlanta, you got to be 2, 3 in the morning, and then you better not stop.
Right. But anyway, that's where I go. So, I'm almost home, Patrick. I'm actually pulling up to the driveway, so I'm going to go ahead and sign with you. I appreciate the ride along. Enjoy the rest of your evening by yourself. Well, hope you have a good weekend. Hopefully I'll talk to you again soon. N4ZLK.
Jane, I figured you was getting pretty close to the house, so be about time to get off. But it's good to talk to you, and good. I'm glad everybody got moved and you got your room back now so you can get back on of a morning when you're not working. KO4HKX, 73.
N4ZLK.